It's 70 years since the Nazi invasion of what remained of Czechoslovakia after the Munich Agreement, and this weekend saw the discovery of a number of never-before-seen documents and photographs. The new material shed further light on the visit to Prague by Adolf Hitler, which ended on this day in 1939. Christian Falvey has the following report.
The photographs, very small contact prints that had been lying forgotten in the archive of the city of Prague since the end of the war, were rediscovered by historian Dr. Jan Uhlieft in cooperation with the archive of the city of Prague as he prepared to write a book on the subject of the invasion. Dr. Uhlieft himself describes the discovery and its relevance.
In the vast majority of cases, the photographs show the interiors of Prague Castle celebratory reception halls, where we look into the faces of the leading representatives of the Third Reich, both the ones from Berlin and those who later had the Czech and Moravian protectorate in their hands. I don't know why no one else got to them since the end of the Second World War, but whatever the case, we can now very nicely distinguish between individual high echelon players who played pivotal roles in the occupation of Czech and Moravia in 1939.
Czech a Moravy v roce 1939 podíleli.
This is the disgraced and defeated mastermind of the Second World War at the peak of his game, speaking of his greatest achievement and himself as the greatest German in history. The photographs, most of which were made by Hitler's personal photographer and propagandist Heinrich Hoffmann, capture a beaming Führer at ease in Prague Castle on the day of his arrival in occupied Prague, signing orders on the fate of the Bohemian Protectorate and conversing with his commanders. In the course of his research, Dr. Uhlieft also came up with a wealth of documents illuminating events that occurred during the invasion, memories that had long been forgotten, such as the memoirs of the deputy to the German legation, Andor Henke, who, for example, left historically captivating comments on the rising dictator's visit to the conquered Czech capital.
Hitler was rather hungry when he arrived in Prague, so they prepared a banquet for him and set a large table. But Hitler was delayed for a long time, and by the time he arrived, the staff of General Blaskowitz had come and devoured their Führer's feast to the last crumb.
Another story relates how Hitler, the ostensible architecture aficionado, had his triumphal view of Prague from the castle windows, spoilt by the 19th century mini Eiffel Tower on Petrin Hill, and left the following order. The lookout tower on that hill has to go. It spoils the overall effect. Luckily, Petrin was subsequently forgotten in the pursuit of world domination, and the famous landmark remains to this day. The Czech Republic and Slovakia are this year marking the 70th anniversary of one of the most painful events in their histories, and the discovery of these photos is a small but potent step forward for historians. For all its notoriety, and even living eyewitnesses today, there are still gaps in the understanding of World War II, and Czech historians are still in the process of filling them in. Dr. Uhlieft again.
From 1945 until 1990, our historians did not have the opportunity to comprehensively study the archives, either at home or abroad. So the bits and pieces that we are aware of are only being now put together, and the mosaic is being rebuilt with greater detail.
Fascinating stuff. It was Christian Falvey with